guys, come close here. So, before we read the Bible, that's the fighter jets, really?
Yeah.
Those are fighter jets, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing. So, before we read the Bible, so I want you to imagine this picture. So, the picture is this. Was it three and a half years, no rain? Right? There's no rain. And then... So you imagine this, there's no rain for this period of time, and Elijah is going to come up here, and he's going to do what, generally? What's he going to do? He's praying for rain. Is that what he did? Before he prayed for rain, what did he do? He had to have a fight. He had to have a fight. So this is why the fighter jets are going by. This is why it's raining today, so you guys can get the entire feeling of what's going on. Fighter jets and rain. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now we can read the Bible.
Okay. First of all, Mount Carmel, in generally, when it's mentioned in the Bible, it's mentioned like a symbol of glory. Several times, the Mount Carmel is in the Bible. The forest, the blooming, the evergreen, the glory. And I wonder why. Well, first of all, it's a nice place, of course. Just a minute, once again.
Oh, I like this.
Well, they don't have white space to maneuver, to practice, because in second they're in Jordan, in Syria. So we used to do it above Turkey as a friend country, but not anymore. Okay, back to Mount Carmel. I look at the thing as a geographer, because I'm a geographer, and I found out that Mount Carmel was not populized, was not far away, but far away in the vision, because the people, they live from the land, from agriculture, they used to live near the water sources and the low areas, very good topographically, to plant, to make the harvest. And this wild topography, topographic area was far away from their hand. Second, there are not resources of water here. A lot of rain, but this kind of limestone and soil that let the water infiltrate easily down there. There's no stream, not any source of water here for people. So they left it. It was a wild area. And wild area is always make people to be, surprised to go to see, to climb up, to go outside of the village to do something. So in some place, we found oracles, like holy places of the Canaanites, and then the Roman oracle in Mount Carmel, which was a high place, far away, that you came to be alone with your god, goddess, whatever. This is Carmel, some symbolic to a special place. And along the history, it was not popularized till the last period when a group of people, a sect or religion named the Druze people, they settled down here. Because they want to live far away from the others. The Muslims slaughtered them. So we have the villages there. And of course, 20th century, we have pipes of water. We can maneuver, we can move water and supply. So they purpose right now, we're going to cross this village later.
Yes.
We will have time to eat falafel or shawarma there.
Yes.
Yeah. Today we'll eat in the street, like the local people here in Israel. So this is why the Bible want to compare or to give a nice title to somebody, compare with the camel. Desert against camel. Lebanon against camel. To crown somebody like Mount Carmel. So this is a glory symbol here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe because of this, the story of Elias is here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could ask for rain in another place. Close to the main road, close to the palace of the king, whatever. But remember the time. First of all, we suffer a lot from lack of rain. He was not the only one that was praying for rain. There were some more after him. But the time is when the king Ahav, he had a wife. The wife was princess of Tyre. You know the name of the queen?
Isabel.
Jezebel or Isabel, like in the Bible. And something happened here. They practice fighting in air, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, go back to the time of Abraham, that he invented the idea of one God.
Yes.
And his sons follow him. It was much difficult for the wives of the son to follow their husbands, because they came from other families. They didn't adopt it. So Sarah and Rachel and others, Rebecca, they hide from the husband the statues of the other gods. Right? So it was difficult for the wife to adopt his. So here, close to the Phoenicians in Lebanon and others, there were influences. When Ahab wanted to have a queen, the daughter of the king of Tyre, it's good for a relationship, it's good for commerce, it's good for security, it's good for everything. She was not Jew. And she had the goddess, and she had the false prophets, and she had her court. It was really logical to understand it, and Ahav chose it. He tried to be good and honest. Not in the Bible, we showed it the other way, because Elias was opposition to the king. But let's go deeply into that. Ahav wanted to have the vineyard of Naboth.
Yes.
What he did? He told him, give me your vineyard? No. He asked him, sell it to me. I will pay the price. You decide the price. I want to buy it. Naboth said, no way. I got it from my father. It's long ago from the family, you know. Generation, it will be belong to my son. And Ahav, the great king, goes sent back to the palace and had a problem, internal problem with his wife. Are you a king? This is not a king behavior. I will make it for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he was killed, he was slaughtered, and okay, you know. Then Elias is coming, the opposition, to them both together, okay? And start to fight, and the fight grows here on Mount Carmel when 300 of them trying till midday to sacrifice the bull. They're praying, dancing, jumping. Nothing happened. Then the time of Elias said to the nation, I said before, you are jumping to two sides. You have to decide who is your God and follow
it. This is enough of this, Joshua.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to open up the Hebrew Bible on this. Now you want to preach. I love what you just said this. Hold on. Everybody turn your Bibles if you have your Bibles. Open the Bible.
You read in Hebrew?
Lama lo.
Yeah, great. Okay. I will understand it.
And Eliyahu told the people to approach him. And he said, until now, or when, or why, or how long will you... And the root word is Pesach.
What?
He says, how long will you Pesach? What is the root word here? Does it not say Pesach?
Yeah, Poschim.
Which means, how long will you Pesach? How long will you hop and jump and go from place to place between two opinions? And then he says this. If, now this is where it really gets controversial, so you got to close your ears because we had this talk earlier now, okay? This is my Jewish brother. We talked about this. This is a 3T tour, time, Torah, tetragrammaton, and my brother said, when I went to the verse and I read the verse, he said, shh, you're not supposed to say the name because his father and his grandfather says you don't speak the name. Am I right?
Right.
So he's going to close his ears because tradition would say, don't say the name. But if I read it in the Hebrew, the name is here. Okay? And what Elijah did, and I think this is radical, he says, Im, if Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is Elohim, then follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. And guess what the people said? Nothing. And I say it's decision time for our group.
Oh, wow.
Can I say it? If the creator of the universe is God, then follow him. But if it's Baal and all the other gods, then follow them. So we're here at this mountain. We're here at this mountain. Imagine Elijah is going to fight against the prophets of Baal. The problem is it doesn't matter about how many there are because who they represent is not God. So people say, don't fight. Now, can I be controversial? Don't fight the Pope. Do you know how powerful he is and how many people follow him? And don't fight this group and that group. But when it comes to this, I'm willing to fight.
Amen.
Is anyone else willing to fight?
Amen.
I think it's amazing that rain came and the fighter jets have come. This is the beginning of our tour. I take this very serious. And I'm so glad we're all here because we got to make a decision if we're going to jump in front of the family. Oh, yes, yes, we'll do all this. And then in front of the friends. But here, you guys, we don't have to play games. Here, we make the decision to follow the creator of the universe who has a name. Amen?
Amen.
Bow your heads and say a prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your love, and your care. And on this mountain, we're going to blow the shofar as a sound, as a declaration that we have made a decision. No Pesach for us. No jumping for us. We have decided to follow you, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do during this time. And everyone said together, amen. Amen. Now blow the shofar.
Fall down.
So, surprisingly or not, Eliyahu Navi, Elias, is one of the prophet that is well accepted in Judaism. Is very popular, the most popular prophet in Christianity and in the Islam also. They called him El-Khader. El-Khader. El-Khader, it's a name of a color, the green color. And they adopt Elias and green color is together. If they want to protect, so the protected color is green. Okay, they put green around the windows, whatever. So it is the most popular person that we know Maybe because we like the story that he never died. Yeah, only two persons in the Bible never died. So he went up to the sky with a chariot of fire. You hear the chariot right now. They call it F-16. Okay. To use it as an agriculture area, the first pioneers that came early 20th century to Israel, they got the land that JNF bought here. The Arab didn't want to use it because they never took care of the water, streams, canals. So it was full of mosquito, malaria problems, swamps. The Jews came to it, and it became to be once again, like in the Bible, blooming and fertile land, the Valley of Jezreel. But going back geographically or to the Bible, this is the only place in Israel that you can cross from Mediterranean to Jordan River, Georgian Kingdom, Damascus, Amman, without crossing mountains. You just go to the port of Sanjan de Acre, or Haifa today, and you follow this line down there. Less than 1 hour ride with a car, 60 kilometers, and you see Jordan River. This is the limit of Israel. So, along the history, if you don't have to climb mountains, this is the best way to control the country. So many armies passed here from side to side. I think the last one was General Allenby from the British Army. He came here with the Australian and New Zealand corpses. You know that, right? So this is the way that he crossed Israel direction to Damascus, pushing the Turks and the German-Austrian back here, the end of the First World War. This is the place when the Philistines decided to take control of Israel. They lost the battle on the mountains. The Jews lived there. They knew every single pass. But in the lowland, they had the chariot of iron. And they used the horses, like in Macedonia, like in Athens. They were coming from there. So they discovered this area and they decided to take control of the valley till the city there, in front of the river, Jordan River, which is called Beit She'an, which was a Roman city. I mean, not Jews' city. And they said, we can go there and we can control. Where's number two? Number two? Impossible.
There he is.
Coming. Number four, okay, number four.
It's his turn.
But they complained. The pilot complained that you blow the shofar so strong, the sensors just went off. Okay. Okay, anyway, the Philistine and Shaul got the idea that if they control this valley, Israel is divided between Galilee, all of those mountains, and the rest of the country. So this is why he took his army, he went to his last fight, when he knew already, because the high priest told him, you won't survive. You will defeat it, and you and your son will die there.
Wow.
So he could escape the fight. He could try to avoid it. He had the chance to even make a deal with different. No, he was brave enough, Saul, to go to the last stand down there, the mountain of Gilboa, start over there. And he said, I cannot fight against them in the flat area. They will win. I will try to draw them to the mountains. Then I have a chance. He tried to make an ambush. They discovered it. And they sent a troop on his back. It's everything in the Bible. Wonderful. But he did another thing, which is not really strategic point, but he did it. The night before the battle, he went to a village Endor by night. He dressed like a simple one, that nobody will know that he is the king. He went to those women, witches, that look, maybe they looked in a crystal ball, I don't know. Or the coffee cup, you know. And to ask for the future. Look, this poor man cannot go. He is the king. He cannot go to ask the help of God or to ask the high priest because they are against him. He had to go to a simple witch at the time that he was the good king, obeyed the Lord, obeyed the Bible laws. He killed those witches. Now he has to find one that survives to ask for help.
Yeah.
That's the Bible. And she looked at it and she recognized, you are Saul. You can't escape, not from under other dress and not from your destiny. You will die tomorrow. And the day after, he led the army. And of course, he saw the defeat. He asked the soldiers to help him. Kill me, I can't kill you, our beloved king. So he falls above his sword. Yeah? This was the beginning of David, right? Okay, so that story down there in the Valley of Jezreel. Far away there, under the cloud, this is Mount Tabor, the rounded one. Difficult to see the building up there, the church up there. This is Mount Tabor. And another prophet, a woman, Deborah, sing the famous song of another battle over there. So we had so many battles to defend our land here. So this is one of the heart of the Jewish nation. The Deborah, the Gideon fight, the Saul fight, whatever here. Yeah.
The son of Shaul who died.
Jonathan.
Was that David's best one good friend?
Yes, very good friend. Jonathan. This is why David had a song crying for Jonathan. And I think myself, what is the way? He really cried for him or was inside glad because he knew that from tomorrow on he is the king? What was the feeling of that David that time? I'm not sure. We loved King David. We see him like the young guy playing the harp. But read carefully the Bible. The Bible didn't try to hide what David did to many, many people around him, right? This is why he was punished and he didn't build the first temple because his hand were with blood and his son Solomon did it. Okay, now it's silent. The pilot has to eat some falafel.